Hey, welcome to the Quick Pass Podcast, where you don't know who you are.
And neither do we.
Okay.
What's new?
Well, I'm currently engaged in sexting.
Okay.
With, I believe, four ladies. Let me count them. Four, maybe five. And I'm getting images, dirty talk, lots
Snapchat.
Of here's Snapchat, here's what I'm going to do to you next time I see you, followed by a, now it's your turn, what do you want to do to me, followed by, you know, you get like 10 exchanges of that kind of thing, and then I jerk off and it's time to go to sleep and
right.
the texts stop, and you know, they're like, so what are you going to do this week? And it's like, no response.
You're tired.
Well, I beat off. It's time to go to bed.
That's true.
I was only texting him because I was, you know, prepared.
Still awake.
But one in particular is someone, you know, supposedly she's fancied me for some time now. And she's a little older.
Okay.
But has very large breasts.
A ripened fruit.
And just sends me pictures of the boobs. Sends me pictures, and sometimes she's got no makeup on and doesn't look all that great.
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, you can tell the older ladies, they need a little bit of that makeup to look a little younger, you
yes,
know?
Yes, they do. It's like a preservative.
And I want
to... It's like making beef jerky before you send your soldiers out to war. You don't just give them that raw ribeye.
Right.
That's not going to last.
And, you know, you can crop the photos in the phone now.
That's true.
You can just crop the face out. If you're makeupless and you're looking like you just smoked 50 cigarettes and you downed a bottle of scotch... And you just—it's just rough.
Yeah.
You know, just crop the head out and show me the D's, because the D's, they don't look too bad.
Throw some D's on that pic.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Uh-huh. And get your face off of it.
Right. So the same one, you know, she's sending me all these pics. Well, she wants some pics back. You know, it's a two-way street.
Is she asking for a dick pic?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's weird. I've had people do that to me before. It's weird.
Hold on, sir.
Okay.
We're getting to weird town, but let's take the scenic route.
All right. I'm going to enjoy the journey.
Yeah. So she sends, you know, some boob pictures. Oh, that's nice. You know, I send a little bit of what used to be my abs that I found in a folder from long ago. You know, I haven't been working out too much lately. Don't have a whole lot going on. I kind of look amorphous.
Okay.
You know, I'm skinny, but I just don't have a lot of muscle definition.
You could be
anymore.
A flat female with a hairy chest.
Shaved chest.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Ladies
for the ladies.
Love it. Ladies love it.
Yeah. You grease them up when you're giving them the massage, and then you just, yeah. So, so she wants some pictures back, and I don't know what women want to see. I know that they're not primarily visual creatures.
No.
That they like the wordplay. Well, this one wants a pic. And so I send her, you know, the ab shot. And she's like, ooh, that's hot. She goes, I want to see your cock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, well, I don't have any pictures of my cock.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly what the most flattering angle is for my cock. So I find in my
hold
bedroom,
on, real quick. It's hard to know how to take a picture of the cock. Do you grab it? Because if you if you grab it, you're cutting off most of the view of your penis.
That and it,
your like, hand covers a good chunk of your cock.
And then it's kind of like, oh well, after his hand is around it, there's only like two more inches left, so it's not that big. And I've got kind of like, it's a bit girthy, I'd like to think. It's
ooh,
a bit girthy.
Really? The ladies like that.
They at least they tell me it's girthy, but I'm not sure what to believe. Well, anyway, so, yeah, so you don't know what angle to take. Does she want a close-up of the cock? Does she want the cock in the context of the body with the face? Does she want...
Make it proportional.
Right. Can I give her the body shot, no face, just cock? And then, like, can I flex the abs enough to make it look like the last picture from 5 years ago?
What do you do with your balls?
I don't know.
Do they want a lot of balls in the cock pic?
You know, and I hadn't shaved recently,
okay.
So I had some stubble, so it was really looking unkempt.
Yeah.
So what I did was... I had this mirror that's kind of hanging on the wall, but kind of high up.
Okay.
But it's over my bed. So I stood on the bed, got on some tight jeans, and pulled them down. I put them on specifically for this. Pulled down the jeans, so I got a little bit of ass hanging out and some semi-hard cock, because it's hard to get it hard on demand to take a picture, and you're trying to figure out what's going on.
You're not Ron Jeremy.
No. So I get it going hard enough for a picture, take a picture, and then I'm like, all right, we need a little soft focus. You know,
blur it out.
You make me look a little less pale with a little bit of the orangey tint, you know. All
right.
And then you do the soft focus to hide the fact that I haven't shaved in a while and I've been letting myself go. And center that. Ooh, that's hot. I want you to beat off. This is her now. I want you to, I'm not telling number nine that I want him to beat
up. I couldn't get it up now had you wanted it anyhow after all this cock talk.
I know he's going to, we know, but I get a text from her. I want you to beat off and take a picture of the cum. That's why I haven't told you this story yet, because I knew that would be your reaction.
You could make like a slurry of like, you know, milk and sour cream
chowder
and some sugar and just dump it on the countertop and be like, here you go, baby.
Oh yeah, just a huge splattering, like a horse-sized amount.
Okay, hold on. There is something weird, which I don't think I'll ever understand, about the female infatuation with a man and his semen.
Break it down for me, because I haven't encountered this.
I don't know if I can break it down, but I know there's this weird thing where, like, you know how men are, like, conquerors, where we want to get chicks into bed and have sex with them and have partners and spread our seed and all that. There's something in women, this is probably why they're so competitive with each other.
Yeah.
Like, they want to be the one who can make you come.
Yeah, that's true.
There's something about that. So I guess I could see how she would want to, you know, she wants to know that she's got you so worked up.
Yeah.
That she's making you come and take a picture of it and send it to her so she can frame it and put it over her bed or whatever she's doing with it.
I actually heard a thing on the radio or whatever, and they were saying that, like, one of the things women want most in a relationship is to be desired.
Mm-hmm.
And which we've had that whole women are like cats thing where you don't want to, if you move too fast, they run away. But they do. They want to think they're the hottest chick. Yeah. And they really get you going more than anybody.
It's more mental than physical for a girl. They can be with a fat, ugly doofus as long as he tells them a bunch of bullshit that they want to hear.
Exactly. And as long as he'll send a picture of his cum over. So...
You did it?
I did it.
You did. Now, did you really masturbate?
I jerked off and came.
Where did you come?
On myself.
On yourself.
Yeah.
So you're just sitting there, all unkempt, you haven't shaved in a while, and you're just coming over your belly button.
We'll put the picture up on our blog spot.
No, we won't. I'm in charge of that website, buddy, and that blog spot is not going to have any semen shots of number three on it.
But, yeah, so I did that. And she sent me a video of her masturbating, which you have seen.
I have. I wasn't that impressed with it.
No, but I remember your reaction was like, holy shit. Like, who sends that?
Yeah, jumping right in.
I've only had one other person send me anything like that. Two now. Three. Three including her.
Okay.
And one was a stripper.
Nice.
And so that was like, all right, yeah, she's using a toy day, on herself. Yeah. And it was kind of like more gross than anything, because the up-close vagina video with a toy entering that's not like done with porn-quality lighting.
Any genitalia up-close is not going to be a pretty photo.
Fluorescent lighting doesn't do good for the genitals.
For anything.
No.
For anything. You look at like your forehead or something, like you'd be like, what happened? Where's this line coming from? And all these things. That's mm-hmm. what happens with bad lighting.
Yep. That's why now when I'm taking dick pics, I got a halogen light in the room. It gives a little more of an orangey appeal.
How does that do it for your semen? Does it help with that?
The semen's complexion is relatively unchanged based on the lighting. But the skin around it, you know, it offsets it. It makes the semen pop.
What if your semen was relatively clear? Is she going to be disappointed?
Well, I was kind of worried because I had already... you know, done the deed with myself that morning, I was kind of worried that there wouldn't be that much. Mm-hmm. And then she'd think, oh, this isn't a real man.
Right, he doesn't come enough to keep a woman like me satisfied.
I'm looking for a loving spoonful, and this guy, you know, it's more of like a a dry cough of baby powder. But luckily, apparently, it was just fine for
her
taste.
It was a sufficient quantity.
Yeah. So, that I thought that was odd, and then the conversation kind of turned, this was another day, once she had got me riled up again. Conversation turned, she's like, yeah, I just want you to come on me.
Mm-hmm.
And now, granted, we have not done anything sexual with each other, we've seen each other in passing.
This is all via text.
All via text, and there's been no, there's been hardly any conversation, just a, hey, how are you, as we pass each other, you know, in various
places. But she
wants
you to come on her.
She wants me to come on her, and I'm like, well, what are you going to do with it once it's there? All right?
Sorry, but that's like the weirdest form of fucking foreplay that I've... I want your cum on me. Oh, yeah? What are you going to do with it once it's there?
Well, hold on, buddy.
All right.
Hold on. Because I thought this was weird, and I'm frequently getting weirded out by this whole thing, but I got to keep it going.
Yeah, you got to see where it goes. You got to see where it goes.
I'm yes-anding. And she said, I would rub it into my skin just to have some of you be a part of me. And I was just kind of like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That's an answer. That's an answer.
That's like the shit that I would say when I make fun of guys who tell girls nonsense. I would be like, oh, I just wish I could keep an erection and stay inside of you without coming forever, so I would always feel like I'm a part of you.
Oh, yeah.
Nonsense. No guy means any of that bullshit.
Nope. Nope. Here's what I want to do. I want to bust my nut, and I want
to
go do something else. Yeah.
I want to sleep after I play video games.
That's the natural inclination for this guy, is to have sex, bust the nut, and just now that chick does not touch me for at least 20 minutes. I just want to lay there and cool off. Don't touch me. Don't snuggle. Mm-mm. Just stay I don't even want you in the room.
Yep.
After a little while, I'll acclimate. Once the body temperature lowers and I'm like, getting all right, now we can whatever. But sorry, ladies, if you're looking for a round two, don't come to number three.
No, number three is not down with a number two.
Definitely not a number two.
No. Well, that is interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So you got this elderly lady.
What
is she, 60? 50,
well,
50? How old?
Age is mysterious.
Okay.
Claims to have been born in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But I was born in the 80s.
Yes, as was I.
And that means she can't be much older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks a lot older than I do.
Yeah. I've seen pictures of said woman, and I wondered to myself, if you're born in the 80s, and she knows that you are born in the 80s, why not just say when in the 80s? And quite honestly, I guess if she were born January 1st, 1980, that gives her some wiggle room to be born in the 80s, I guess. But she looks older than that. But some women, they hit the tanning salon, they're smoking, as you said earlier, and all that. Or they crank out a couple of kids early.
Right.
And then by the time they're getting to 30, they look like they're 40.
Yeah. Yeah. We've talked about me being on some dating websites, and I've seen some ladies trying to pull a fast one, saying they're, 38. It's like, lady, you are clearly 50 plus.
Wow, 38.
You know, I don't see that very often, but occasionally I'll see someone and be like, wow, she looks pretty old. And then you look and the age is way too low.
She says she was born in 83.
And really, I'm sure there are people into people of every age. I don't understand the whole, like I'm going to read 38 and believe it. Like, some people tell me I look young. Like, I've been told I could pass for 24, which I'm not really one who gives a shit so much. I'm fine with my own age. But, just why parade around? I mean, if you look good, it doesn't matter what age you are.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Well, it matters to people who are looking for a reason for it to matter.
Yeah.
If you're flaky about the person, you're going to go, oh, wait a minute, they're 2 or 3 years older than I thought, or 2 or 3 years younger than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Right.
But if you're into the person, a few years difference isn't going to matter, really.
Nope.
Let's just be honest about it.
However, a lot of times what I see is the difference between a 28-year-old girl and a 32-year-old girl is often a stark contrast.
It is.
The youthful exuberance of the 20s is gone.
It fades.
The life and soul's been sucked out of them, and no good. Men, I don't see that so much with. I know a lot of men in their early 30s, you know, not because of the gay bar.
No.
Just
because of the gay bar's bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't peek over the top of the stall at the glory hole. But anyway, I got to know these fellas pretty well, and they could pass for their late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of women in their late 20s who could pass for their early 30s.
Or their late 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I. You know what I'm thinking here? I'm thinking this is one of those differences between the sexes. Women are probably more likely to go, wait a minute, you're 2 or 3 years older or younger than I thought you were?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're a guy, you're going to go, oh, you're 2 years older than I thought? All right.
Yeah, bend over.
You still want to fuck?
Right.
Oh, wait, you're 2 or 3 years younger than I thought? Oh, you still want to fuck?
Right. And the only person that I think I know in my personal life that would maybe give a shit about that is the most crazy dater we know who just gives a shit about everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's looking for any excuse to not get serious or to back out or whatever. So I don't know. I don't know that I know any other guys that'd be like, oh, she's 32 and I'm only 29.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that really because you are the same person. You look the same, you act the same, regardless of what one thought your age was.
Right. Yeah.
But I think there is that mental aspect for people that are too up in their head. And sometimes that's the ladies a little bit when it comes to relationships.
You know, I was listening to this thing about online dating today. It just so happened this morning.
Is this backstory?
No, it was to the best of our knowledge.
I was listening to that also.
Did you listen to that? And did you hear about how the searches for male penises, pictures of
equal
male penises?
Equal amongst guys.
Yeah, of women's genitalia.
Maybe they had someone say, I want a picture of your penis and your cum shot, and they didn't know how to do it.
That's what they're looking up other guys'
looking
cum
up
shot.
How to do it.
I want a dick pic. Well, who's got a big dick in the porn industry?
How do you hold it? I'm a righty. Should I hold it with my right hand?
Right.
Or should I take the picture with my right hand?
I need to look for porn stars that look kind of like I do and just get their pictures off the internet.
Smart.
But what I also thought was interesting, aside from that, was that searches for big girls are like something like 3 times the searches for skinny girls online.
Juvenile knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And he said, back that ass up.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew guys were into thick chicks, whether they wanted to admit it or not.
They apparently really are. I think that's fascinating. And I've gotten with some girls who have some curves. And I got with one big girl.
Messing with the big girls.
But the curvy girls are good. I'm fine with the curvy girls. But those big girls, that's not for me.
I think the curvy girl, there's something about it as a man that makes you think of that woman as more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's more stuff to deal with. But the other weird thing is I think most of the guys that I know and interact with, if they're out in a bar, they would prefer the sexy thin chick.
Oh, I would.
That's what everyone's eyes go to, is that sexy thin chick. Because usually amongst our group of friends, I'm the one that's typically into the thicker girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that booty.
Yeah.
And I like those boobies.
Yeah.
Now you, sir, are the number one big boob spotter.
Yes.
It's undisputed that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I will still gravitate towards the skinny, thin, tight girls if we're out on the scene.
I prefer it. Now, I would like to go for the big boob girl, but I don't want to compete with the jagoff that's already drooling over.
Yeah.
You know, got his greased up hair and unbuttoned button
fake
down.
Fake tan.
Yeah. Going after
cross chain on his neck.
Mm-hmm. Creatine soaked muscles. You know, I'm not into that, but I tend to go for the skinnier girls. And in fact, like recently, I've gotten with 2 girls. One is a little bit curvier,
okay,
with decent sized breasts, and the other one is skinny with like a large B.
Okay, that's decent size. Large B. Not bad.
Oh, to me, they were the best boobs I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But the bigger ones are more preferential in clothing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. But yes, out of the... This, okay. Never... Can I interject?
Yes.
I already have, so fuck it. I was thinking about this the other day. The frottage, which we've discussed early and often on this podcast, I'm really thinking that that's the best possible way to do it. Because most girls' bodies don't look super hot outside of clothing, even if they're a very, very attractive girl. There's something about a little bit of bra, a little bit of underwear, that keeps things in the proper perspective and or location.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're going with this larger boobs, well, but better with a bra on sort of thing?
Yeah, kind of. Although, like, yesterday, last night,
mm-hmm.
I drove a considerable distance to have sex.
18 hours, I'm hearing.
2.5 hours. Okay. It's the farthest I've ever driven for sex.
Did you get arrested when you came in? Was it that, you know, Dateline NBC where they bust the pervs?
I was mildly concerned that it was some kind of a setup.
A sting, a catfish. You'd been catfished, like Mentai Tail.
Maybe something like that. Or maybe, like, she was going to have people there to rob me.
Ooh,
you know, yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But, hey, I don't have anything to take, so the joke's on you. You know? You can take my car. It's not even worth anything. You know? So, I go there. And, anyway, we do end up hooking up. And it's in, you know, a relatively short amount of time since I hooked up with the bigger boob girl. And I just remember thinking, like, I was way into this girl last night, and bigger boob girl, it was sex, but not super into it. And I think it was because the skinny chick, when you're having sex with or maybe it's just because I'm a skinny guy, when the hip size is about the same, it's cool. But when you look down and her hips are coming way out, and it's way more than you've got, it's weird to me.
Interesting.
It looks odd to have these big hips down there. And I'd rather have something about my hip size. To me, that's super attractive.
I noticed in my personal dealings that a smaller set of hips with the nice round booty is kind of the ultimate turn on in my book.
Oh, this
I like the booty to be bigger than the hips.
This was the like little booty, but like enough to jiggle when she walks.
Well, everybody got enough to jiggle.
Yeah, but this was a good jiggle.
Okay.
And I'm saying the best boobs I've seen. Just the best perky.
Boobs you've seen, though.
You know, with my naked eye, not in a magazine or on the internet. Definitely. And the best boobs of anyone I've had sex with.
Wow.
And traditionally, I'm the big boob spotter. Number one.
Number three is the number one big boob spotter.
Don't even think about disputing it.
Every once in a while, I, number nine, think I have spotted some nice boobs.
Yeah.
I go over to you and say, hey, table over there. You go, I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's what you tell me usually.
Yeah, I know.
Like, been there. Saw it.
I've looked 4 or 5 times by now.
Yeah, who you think you're dealing with here?
When are you going to wake up? But, you know, usually I tend to get with girls that don't have that big of boobs. Or I've gotten with girls with kids who kind of have wrecked boobs.
Ooh.
You know.
Shredded.
Just not good.
Sucked dry.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, the baby's got big cheeks, but the mom's got little, like, what used to be boobs, and it's kind of a sad story. But what can you do? The baby's got to eat.
The baby does got to eat.
So, you know,
And baby daddy got to eat, too.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But luckily, you know, I got in with this pleasantly boobed girl, and I've still got big boob on the side there that's a little thicker.
Double dipping, huh?
We'll see what happens, nice. Man. Everybody's double dipping all the time.
So how is it with two girls and two sex lives going on recently for you, number three?
It's fine. I mean, it's no more full than it was with zero sex, really. You know, the one has like expectations that it's going to go somewhere. The other one does not. The one I drove to does not have an expectation that it's going to turn into something. The other one would like it too, but it's like, we're going to see where it goes. But in the meantime, I'm a single guy,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it kind of makes me feel like a little bit of a piece of shit, But at the same time, meh. No. I mean, would it make a difference? I feel like it does morally. But if you rationalize it out, would it make a difference if I had had sex with the same girls 2 weeks apart? Or a week apart, a month apart, a year apart? Would it really make a difference? I think it kind of does on a fundamental level. But in reality...
Psychologically.
Yes, yeah, psychologically.
But odds are that if there is anything to be exchanged, it's to be exchanged regardless.
Right.
A week or two apart.
Right.
I don't know.
So, whatever. That's the way she goes. Mm-hmm. But I remember I was driving home this morning and just thinking like, yeah, I mean, it was good at the time, and now I'm just sitting in the car like, yeah, okay.
That's what sex is.
Yeah, though. It is. When it's over, it's so over.
It is.
It's just like, all right, that was cool, and now all I got is my pictures.
I will spend 3 days just fiending for sex, and then I'll be like in the opportunity or in the moment, and I'll get done with it and be like, eh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never like, yes.
Very rarely. Yes. Very rarely.
Like, it's always just like, all right, here we go, and yeah, I'm done, yeah, and get away.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I feel bad for the ladies a little bit.
I don't know if everybody's like that. If you're not like that, send us a message. But if you are, send us two.
Yeah. We would like you to reinforce what we think.
Exactly.
If at all possible.
Especially if it's one of our more cretinous beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard through the grapevine that in addition to these girls telling you to send them some photos of your ejaculation, there was some other talk.
Ah, yes. I have had all three of the girls that have been spoken about. The older one, the younger ones.
The big boobs.
And big boobs, whatever. All
well,
have
let's,
said.
Well, let's quantify them. We got the older one.
Yeah.
With the D's.
Yes.
We got the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Petite with big boobs.
Petite with big boobs.
And then the other one with primo boobs.
Primo boobs, petite, curvy, big boobs.
Okay.
Yes. So we've got, we should just, nah, we're not even going to give them pseudonyms. Skinny, no.
Skinny Petunia.
Petite?
That's my gunslinging name from
in
the day.
We'll call it perfect tits, big tits, huge tits. Huge tits is the older one.
Okay.
All right.
Big tits.
Big is probably a C.
Okay. And then
and
perfect was.
Perfect is the large B.
All righty. So perfect tits. Big tits.
Huge tits.
Huge tits.
All three, through text message exchange,
mm-hmm.
have let me know they want me to just come inside of them.
They want to have your child.
And we both know, and I'm sure our audience members know, that women, not super reliable about taking that pill every day on time.
Mm-hmm. Many a man have been led astray by a woman who said she was on the pill, who, oopsie, forgot to take it once or twice, or felt sick, or I don't know what happened. I was on the pill, but I'm pregnant anyhow.
Yeah. In fact, one of these souls has, you know, told me, oh, I want you to, you know, go inside of me. We were Skyping one time, and she was taking her pill, announcing that she was supposed to take it several hours ago, and she forgot. And she has to get in the swing of this whole pill thing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, lady, guess what? This fella ain't coming in.
No. But what is up with that?
It's weird. I mean, it's a very erotic thing. It's very sexy to some. You know, it's like, oh, yeah. You know, it makes you feel like they really want you. But it's also kind of fucked up.
That's how you have babies.
Right.
That is the known procedure for having a baby.
Right. And now, I'm just shy of giving a fuck.
Right.
But I give enough of a fuck to not knock up three girls in the same week, you know,
yeah.
or month, or three girls at all.
Right. Hopefully you never knock up three girls.
No.
In your entire life.
But if I do...
YOLO.
If I fuck up three sets of titties by knocking up three sets of chicks.
Uh-huh. Deflate those titties.
Then I suppose at that point you just say, well, who even cares? And you just keep coming in whoever you want, and to hell with the consequences.
Yeah. So have you done it?
No.
No, you didn't come
the
in.
The temptation was there.
Yeah.
The temptation was there. And yeah, I did not. And I am sometimes a man of weak will. But these days I'm a man of pretty solid will when it comes to that, at least. You know, that's a tiny battle to fight.
Uh-huh.
But it's one of those like, well, it'll feel like 1/10 better if I don't. But I will feel 3,000 times better if I do not.
So have you done it before? Have you?
I have done it before.
Have you gone inside a girl like that? Talk to our listeners. Talk to our listeners. A lot of young men looking to us for guidance right now.
Mm-hmm.
What would, easy there, sipping on your drink now. You got to stay focused.
I'm focused.
You're the man of the hour. So a lot of young men, they're listening right now. They're dealing with these girls who let their emotions run wild. And they're sitting there with their girl, getting it on. She's going, oh, come in me. Mm-hmm. Come in me. And the girl's essentially saying, please love me.
Yes. And it's kind of saying like, oh, I want to be with you forever. That's kind of what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the time to have that conversation.
No, you're not rational when you're getting dicked down, ladies.
No.
In fact, ladies, the more dick you're getting, the more your mouth needs to be shut.
Yeah.
Talk less when you're getting more dick.
Right. Exactly. Like, if you're sitting down to Sunday brunch... Maybe you went to church.
Yeah, you're done with mass.
And you went out to brunch, and you're thinking, you know, Phil, I think we're ready to start having kids.
Yeah.
And we are married and have been
right.
for a little while, and we seem to be compatible and viable, and both our careers are flourishing.
We've got a home.
We have a home. We have enough square footage.
Mm-hmm.
We could really have a couple of kids and be okay.
Right.
Maybe we should try having one. That's a conversation.
That's the time.
And that doesn't even mean you have to do that. You could have that conversation and still be like, yeah, I think maybe we should start thinking about doing that. Okay, that's fine. Now, you're 19, you're banging this chick raw because you're dumb,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, oh, come in me. Mm-mm. Because you're essentially having that conversation in a second and a half without any financial reliability. Without any means of support, you're going to raise a fucked up kid.
And with a good chunk of your brain shut off.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're having sex, that's like the same thing as being in a boxing ring. You're not discussing your retirement plan while you're having a boxing match. Mike Tyson is not in there swinging at Evander Holyfield, who's trying to bite off his ear, going, "What? You know what? I really think I should take some money out of my 401k and put it in a Roth IRA."
Right.
That you can't do that while you're throwing those punches and dodging those shots.
No.
That's the same thing as dealing with the consequences of coming me while you're just going to town doggy style.
Right. And let's face it, folks. Millions of sperm come out with each ejaculation.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes one to slip past the goalie. Even if she's on the pill,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean anything.
99.9 versus a million sperm.
We have an old podcast that was never aired. It was low quality where we were interviewing my ex-girlfriend. At the time, my girlfriend.
Really?
And she was explaining how she had gotten pregnant while on the Depo Provera shot.
I don't remember doing this.
They were using a condom. Her and her ex were using a condom. The condom broke, and she got pregnant despite the fact that she was on the Depo Provera shot.
God damn.
If that doesn't tell you, young gentlemen, something. And now they've got a kid, and that kid's going to be fucked up.
Yeah.
And...
hopefully not.
Hopefully not. You can hope not. Yeah, probably will
hopefully
be.
Not.
right. But anyway, aside from that, but... they weren't ready.
No.
You know? And they were even taking precautions. So all it takes is one, guys and gals.
Yeah. You orgasming inside of a girl is how you have a baby.
Right.
That needs to be the focus of your actions there. This is how you bring a baby onto the earth.
Right.
Yeah, I've done it a few times. Not many. And I've always felt super miserable and nervous afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's always been with girls who I was dating who were on birth control. And even then, I'm always like, I don't know.
Right. And if they take it reliably, it's like 90, 95.
It's 99.9, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
If you take it within like the same couple hour window every day.
Yeah. I'd like to see the curve of like the effectiveness fall off depending on time. But, you know, we don't like to take the high road
often on this podcast.
No.
And tell people what they should and should not do.
Our number one downloaded episode is porn and politics.
Yeah, and the one of our episodes, the most hits were due to people searching for girls caught peeing.
Yes.
And so, like, our audience is clearly of a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm. A bit lowbrow, perhaps.
I would never call you lowbrow people, but number nine would.
Yeah, already
think
did.
About that when you comment.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to take a little bit of a didactic approach and say the moral of the story is just come on the tits.
Mm-hmm.
The old Adam Carolla adage.
Yeah. I would say this, and I really, really do mean this. When you're having sex with a girl, and most of them will readily admit this, what they say cannot be used against them afterwards.
True.
They lose their minds while having sex. And so they will tell you that, like, well, that was in the heat of the moment, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing for a guy as being in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're in a fight, you'll be like, I'll fucking kill you, motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. Well, you don't really mean that 10 days later I'm going to kill you. You
right.
mean at that point in time my emotions had overtaken my rational thoughts.
Yes.
If you hear a girl tell you to come in her, you should definitely not come in her.
You know what? Actually, I had a little extra thought. And it goes exactly along with that, because the last time I had sex, I was thinking, man, you know, where am I going to come? I want it to feel good, blah, blah, blah. And she had asked me to do that before, and I'm thinking, not a good idea. And I lean up, because I'm getting close, and I whisper, can I come in your mouth?
That's the best.
And she turns around, she's like, yeah, and starts going to town there. Way better than even coming from sex.
There is no aftermath.
It was like a... Holy yes. shit! Like it feels like things are coming out of your
yes,
brain.
It does. It does.
So, folks,
we often disagree, but this right now, number nine and number yeah. three are adamantly on the same page.
That yeah.
if a girl wants you to come inside of her, ask her politely, "Can I come in your mouth?"
It's awkward to have this conversation.
But that's where you want to come,
that's
boys.
That's where it's at.
Listen,
that's
all the young at. Fellas looking up to number three saying, please teach me how
yeah.
to do it.
Yeah.
Go in the mouth.
And,
go in the mouth.
And it kind of fits our whole don't touch me thing, because then you've got a perfect excuse for not having to kiss him.
Yeah. She's going to have to go to the bathroom right after that.
Yeah.
No way around it.
Yep.
Gives you a little space and time to breathe.
Right. You want her to walk with her hand over her mouth, not waddle, you know.
Yeah.
You'd trying to keep it from dripping on
yeah,
the carpet.
You'd rather a hand over the mouth than a hand underneath trying to catch what leaks while she waddles.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
And it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
I wonder what the tags for this episode are going to look like.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to it when we get to it. But now... It's time to get to the sign-off, brother. So
yes,
break
sir.
It down.
Well, you know how to reach us by now. We've got an email, quickfastcast@gmail.com. Check out our website, blogspot.com/quickfastcast.
Other way.
You tell them.
Quickfastcast.blogspot.com.
There you
and
go.
We're QuickFast on Facebook and Twitter. We're all up in your ass, bitches.
If you want to get a hold of the QuickFast folks... You just type in Quick Fast Cast and it'll get you to us.
Mm-hmm. Or Quick Fast Podcast.
Yep.
And we always like to remind our listeners of two things.
Yep.
Number one.
You do what the fuck you gotta do.
And you gotta remember, folks, there's no victim,
there's no crime.
My favorite color is red, like the bloodshed from Kurt Cobain's head when he shot himself dead. Women all grabbing in my shits kebab. Bought Lauryn Hill's tape so her kids could starve.
I can't stand
he thought I was ill, now I'm even more so. Shit, I got full-blown AIDS and a sore throat. I got a wardrobe with an orange robe. I'm in the fourth row, signing autographs at your show. I just remembered that I'm absent-minded. Wait, I mean I've lost my mind, I can't find it. I'm freestyling every verse that I spit, cause I don't even remember the words to my shit. Told the doc I need a change in sickness. They gave a girl herpes in exchange for syphilis. Put my LP on your Christmas gift list. You wanna get high here, bitch, just sniff this. Come on, everybody.
Get down.